Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today my co-host is David Linden. And we're having a tremendous conversation with both Laura Mogul and Kelly Bruno from Landmark on Main Street. Before I go back to both these guys, I just want everybody to know that the Relay for Life will be taking place on Friday, April 17th, from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. at the Pratt Recreation Center, which is right here on the LIU Post campus, which is where this radio program is being programmed
from.
Live aired from. Thanks, Kelly. See, that's why she's social media. Over 4 million people in 20 different countries participate this and raise money, and the event is sponsored by the American Cancer Society. So just go to www.relayforlife.org, LIU Post, and sign up. But we'll be talking about this over the next couple of weeks. I want to go back now with Laura and Kelly in reference to grant writing and a program that's coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
In addition to the grants from the local foundations, Kelly's also very active in getting us grants from educational foundations.
And state and federal funding for that. NISGA gives us funding for arts programming in the state.
And when you get funding from, like, the state, are you then restricted very specifically on what kind of a program you can put on?
Well, there's funding from the state and from the town that is for improvements, building improvements.
Okay.
We recently had a facelift on our theater, new paint and new lighting fixtures. But then there's also program-specific grants, which are specifically for an artist coming in. So a lot of our artists, like I said, will participate in artists in residence or arts and education programming in addition to the live performance they put on for the public that's ticketed. And we get grant funding for them to do that performance for the students or the public in addition to the evening one. And the one we have coming up, which we're pretty excited about, is from Mid-Atlantic Arts, and it's Fatu Amata, D-O-R-A. It's very...
Okay.
We're not going to make you try to say that. We had to practice a lot. Fatoumata Diawara, is an artist from Mali. She's a singer. She recently appeared in the movie Timbuktu, which was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. And the movie covers some of the recent strife in Mali and the suppression of cultural activities in Mali. And it sounds grim, but her message really in her performance is very uplifting and very full of hope. Now, we're bringing her in as part of our world music series, which is open to everybody.
Okay.
She'll be appearing Saturday, as Kelly mentioned, April 18th, and tickets are available via our website or box office. But
that's Saturday evening or Saturday afternoon?
Saturday evening.
Okay.
But we also have a grant that Kelly acquired for us from Mid-Atlantic Arts to do a program, an outreach program in the schools. And this was a very exciting program because it came together with the resources from the schools, from the local community, and it's going to give kids an opportunity to experience the music and culture of Mali. There's a club at our middle and high school called Global Thinkers, and these kids get together every week and they do projects and they study world cultures. And the Friday before the concert, the club meeting will consist of a session of African drumming conducted by one of our middle school music teachers, and a session of African dancing conducted by a dance teacher from a local school in Port Washington.
That's tremendous.
After that program, all the participants, and we think there'll be about 30 kids participating, and about probably five or six of their parents will all be given tickets to Saturday night's performance, where they will also get a chance to meet Fatoumata, or Fatu. We call her Fatu.
I call her F.
Yeah, call her F. And they'll get to meet her and talk to her a little bit about her culture and her music.
Her background. She's a very interesting
background. Actually. She's fascinating and just so alive. There's a clip, I believe, on our website, a performance of her. So
that's an
example of how we try to pull in the whole community to support us.
For the most part, do you reach out to the community or do they come to you or is it a mix?
We definitely do a lot of outreach, but it is a bit of a mix.
They know of you and they say, I have an idea for something.
For community events, potentially, but we do a lot of partnerships with the library, and you know, it's a group effort. But we do a lot of outreach,
and
for
with
sure.
The higher education facilities here on the island, do you do outreach to them for programs?
We try to publicize our programs with them. Most of the higher education, most of the colleges have their own performing arts facilities.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was about to mention Adelphi, but they have...
They do.
A lot of them do, but, you know, there's support. We advertise with them, they advertise with us. Mm-hmm. But we definitely are, we're actually trying to work more towards broadening our demographic that we draw, and we really are trying to draw a college crowd to a lot of our performances.
Oh, if you probably said it before, let's do it again. What is your website?
Oh, we actually didn't say it. It's Landmark on Main Street, all spelled out.
It's land singular?
Yes,
I've
Landmark.
I've never heard an S in there. Okay.
Landmark on mainstreet.org. It has our calendar of events. You can actually break it down and just see what's coming up. And for afternoon tea, just see what's happening for our children's series, which is typically Sundays in the afternoon, our World Beat series, or any of the additional shows that we have that are finishing off the season, which ends in June.
Okay.
By the way, an important issue in anything, parking.
Parking. I love how you looked at me when you said parking, Kelly.
I would not.
Parking is an issue.
It's a premium.
Everywhere.
Parking is a premium.
Right.
Port Washington, we make every effort to work with the community around us and be a good neighbor. As there's a lot of street parking available. There's a parking lot for the residents that we do not allow people to use, people who are coming to the programs. But the library, the Port Washington Public Library, has been very good to us in sharing their parking lot.
Yeah, they're right across the street.
They're directly, in fact, we're like the twin towers of culture at that end of Port Washington. And they allow us to use their parking. We try to coordinate our programming so that we don't compete. And then after 5 o'clock, all the street parking's free.
We do provide reserved parking for wheelchaired or handicapped. But they have to let us know in advance.
Okay.
Because we have very limited amounts that we can save, especially in the afternoon time.
But even in the evening hours, I went to a program about 2 months ago on a Saturday night, I think it was. And
Jonathan Groff.
Yes. Yeah. Saturday night. Okay. And that was with terrible snow. I pulled into the parking lot on the right, and of course there was no space, so I had to back out. But that's not your problem. There was so much parking in the library at night. So you really are. And it's convenient. It's a large number of spots over there. And I say that was, when I was there, the snow had taken spots away from you, which took spots away from everybody in town of North Hempstead.
It's funny what we become accustomed to on Long Island. If you lived in the city, you would think nothing of walking 5 or 6 blocks to get to an event. But when you have to park 3 or 4 blocks,
I know, it's the truth.
In the suburbs, it's a hassle, and we do recognize that.
Yeah. No, but that's been brought to my attention over the years from different people. You're right. You'll park 12 blocks away and walk versus paying $50 in a garage. Mm-hmm. But on Long Island, if you can't pull up in front of the place,
you're being cheated.
I know. It's the truth. It's just very difficult.
These shuttle buses.
You had touched something. I'm sorry. Go, David.
No, I was saying it's shuttle buses for some events might be...
We live in
the building.
Yeah. Sometimes. The building actually has a bus stop, major bus stop right in front, and we're only about a half mile, only for me, I live in Brooklyn, only about a half mile from the Port Washington train station.
The shuttle buses would be like the Great Neck Senior Center. That would be their prerogative to turn around in the afternoon, get a group of ladies and gentlemen who wanted to come over and send their bus with 20 people and then bring them back. It wouldn't be the Landmarks.
Yeah, no, we've had that. I mean, it'd be great at some point if we could have funding, you know, at some point for that kind of thing additionally. But we do have the organizations that are supporting us that are bringing in people, which I think is really fantastic.
Well, on your reach out, like, as John just said, Great Neck Senior Center, when you reach out to publicize something, when you're talking to organizations like the Social Center, do you suggest to them that if they have a shuttle bus, they try to group all those who are going to come to your event? In other words, put the idea in their head. Use
they
the bus.
Actually bring it up a lot of times, which is great, because they're trying to make it convenient for them, for their residents to come. So, I mean, and they do have independent residents that have cars. as well. But, you know, wintertime was not an option, so now it's something we can work on.
No, I agree. Between the Art Center, the Great Neck Art Center, and the Landmark on the North Shore of North Hempstead, you two guys are it. In my mind, I mean, I there's other places.
We like to think we're it.
Well, no, it's two different things. But I mean, you're not doing arts and sculpture and stuff like that. So the combination is a little
performing
different.
Performing
arts. Yeah, you're performing arts. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And therefore, the senior centers and stuff do, and they should. Try to create the Atria and the Bristol and places like that.
And some of them have their own activities, so sometimes it can be a little competitive as far as the timing of it. But, we're really hoping to even work with them as far as what their activities are, if they want to do something in partnership with us at our facility, because we have the theater used for the afternoon program. And it's this beautiful theater and stage and 425 seats. So, of course, we don't necessarily expect to fill all 425 seats.
Of course
but,
not.
You know, if there's any kind of partnership or ideas people have, like working with you for this, Senior Money Matters, then
right.
it's something we're very much open to.
That's a great idea with the centers. And that's where you're bringing in people from the various senior centers.
And some of them, I mean, we would like the idea of having local performers, W3, which was the Gershwin Trio, was a local group. And that's kind of part of the reason I think we had such a pool of 100 people. Local performers, anyone interested in participating in the afternoon complimentary senior program, they can contact us.
You know what? That we didn't give out. What's a number? If somebody's listening to this and say, I know this group that would be wonderfully entertaining, who would they contact for you to have a conversation with them?
They just call our main number, which is 516-767-1384. Yes, for Kelly.
Okay, it's 516-767-1384.
That's actually our box office number. And they can reach. So if there's anything for afternoon tea, they can ask for me or leave a message for me, and they'll make sure to pass the message on, and I'll get back to them as soon as possible.
Okay.
It is a year-round program, so they have plenty of time to rehearse if they just want to commit to a date.
No, but that's terrific. Because especially on this show, Christina brings the most interesting people on this program, that some of them would have programs that they would want to bring forth to a different audience. And, you guys have the venue, which is perfect for it. So I just want to make sure that people, would understand. We don't have that much time left. Actually, we have 1 minute left. So see how fast it goes?
Thank you. You made it easy.
Global thinkers. How do people get involved in that?
Well, that's a club at the middle school and high school.
Oh,
at
Weber,
Port Washington. And Shriver.
In Port Washington.
Oh, okay, okay.
That is an after-school and extracurricular.
That's part of the outreach program to include arts and education.
Okay.
But it would make a great topic for either our afternoon tea program or our Conversations from Main Street, which are kind of lecture programs, also complimentary programming. So.
I agree.
Would be a great topic.
I'm a trustee at the Unitarian Church, and we're very much into social awareness. And that's why when you're talking about these things, this is where we have to take the kids. We don't live in a vacuum. Everybody has to
And we
help
love
out.
The idea of doing intergenerational. So we're having students perform this summer, so to incorporate students and seniors.
Kelly and Laura, I want to thank you guys both so much.
Thank you.
We will be in touch as time goes on, and you guys hopefully will come back, because you're just an array of entertainment and performing arts at the Landmark on Main Street. You're listening to John Ryan here on Senior Talk Radio 88.1 FM, WCWP. Thank you very much.
Thank you.